A new report from the nonpartisan state fiscal agency says the state will have a surplus from the fiscal year that ended September 30th. This could be more than a $1 billion surplus. What does this mean, Jack?
Well, it's good news in a way, Christina. It means the economy's improved a little bit, but it means there's going to be a tussle over what to do with the money. Now, the governor and most of the Republican legislative leaders want to hang on to it for the rainy day fund. They see that as being prudent. They also, what they're not talking a lot about, is that these revenues are almost certain to plunge dramatically later this year when the full effect of the business tax cuts kick in. The legislature is also going to take up the question of the business property tax, personal property tax, that also may result in less revenue. So they want to hang on to it. There's going to be some pressure from Democrats to spend some of it, especially on the schools.
But some of this money is already committed?
Well, they're saying some of it's already committed. That means their spending plans are based on having some of this revenue. It's all sort of muddy. And we'll probably get a better picture, oddly enough, on Friday the 13th, next Friday, when the official state revenue estimating conference takes place. They take this estimate, they take an estimate from the Senate's counterpart, the House Fiscal Agency, and from the Department of the Treasury, see where everybody is and see how much money they're really likely to have. But it's important to remember, Christina, that Democrats have essentially no power, and Republicans, if they're united, can do whatever they want to.
Well, lawmakers are already working on the budget for the next fiscal year. Last year, Governor Snyder set in motion a 2-year spending plan. So does that mean that we already know what he's going to be asking for in his budget?
Well, we know the general outlines, Christina, but the real question probably is how the legislature is going to do things that affect the budget rather than the budget itself. Once again, there's this question of the repeal of the personal property tax. The Republicans feel this really hurts business and hurts the ability of the state to attract business. On the other hand, local communities, which have already been battered by cuts in revenue sharing and their general recession, depend on some of this money. So they have to come up with a way to either hold local communities harmless or not do them much harm. So they have to figure that out. So some of the things, the other things they're planning to do may well affect the budget.
And finally, Jack, Mitt Romney won the Iowa caucuses last night, but just barely. Will that have any impact on the Michigan primary next month?
Well, he won by 8 votes, which sort of emphasizes the need for everybody to go and vote. I think this may make Michigan, in an odd way, more important. It will probably be down to Mitt Romney and only a few challengers by that time. The New Hampshire primary next week and the South Carolina primary may eliminate some people. So there might be a lot of focus on Michigan to see if the hometown boy can sort of deliver a knockout punch. But we'll just have to see.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.